Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Podcast. I'm your host Ryan, and Eric's making it threw me off.
You're getting ready. Shut up.
Eric is back today to talk about life. I think he has a question for me about women because I went on a date and tried the dating apps again. And I was like, I'm good. And we can talk about falling down the stairs, and that was fun. Talk about work, life, Halo, the TV show. Eric wanted to chime in because he watched the whole season, whole two seasons. And talk about some music. But Eric, how you doing, man?
I'm great, Ryan. How are you today?
I'm good.
I have a question. How's your ass?
It's all purple.
Is it really?
Actually, yeah, it still hurts. It's shitty.
I looked at the stairs the other day and I said, God damn, that motherfucker went all the way down these stairs.
I went all the way down. And so, like, I knew we were going to talk about it today, right? So I was, like, really trying to, like...
Did you take a picture?
Of my ass?
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't I send it to you guys?
I don't think so. I didn't get a picture of your ass.
I would remember. Just say, it's the only time in my life where I think being overweight really helped me out.
More cushions.
Dude, okay, so obviously I didn't want to talk about it.
I know we're going to talk about it, but I want you to start from the dead ass beginning.
What were you doing? I was just walking down the stairs, and the second step.
What were you going to do? Like just going down the stairs to go eat?
Yeah, I think I was going to go make dinner. No, I was going to go make dinner.
Okay.
And
so your mindset was dead ass set on food.
You make it sound so much worse than it is. Like I was just walking downstairs. I wasn't like running. Oh, I got to get to the kitchen.
No. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying like that was your mindset. Like I'm going downstairs, about to make me some dinner.
Oh, okay, yeah. Food. So I was like, oh, you know, Today's been a good day. I'm going to go, you know, make some fucking dinner. That's what I'm
talking about. Yeah, get me into your headspace.
Okay, so yeah, it was Tuesday, and that's when there's always like an update for Halo and stuff. So like, I was like, all right, cool. I'm going to go eat dinner real quick, and then I'm going to come back upstairs and stream. So I was walking down the aisle, you know, down the hallway, get on the base of the stairs, and like not even the second step. Like, honestly, it felt like oil how fast I slipped. And I also I went down as fast as you can imagine. It was like a slip and slide.
What were you wearing?
Pretty much what I'm wearing now, but a t-shirt instead of what I'm wearing. So I was wearing gym shorts.
Gym shorts. Slippery gym shorts.
Correct. But again, I think that really like helped me out because, I don't know. Again, it happened so fast. There's no moment to even like tense up. And I think that I'm happy because I don't know if that means like, you know, your stupid fight or flight mode is good. Because I literally just took the whole thing on my left side of the body and slid down like, you know, like in video games when you slide, it looks kind of cool. I'm not saying I look cool. I'm saying that I'm glad that it wasn't worse. I don't know how it wasn't worse.
I really wish we had cameras in the house.
Yeah. And then I think I crawled to the couch. It was really painful.
I'm surprised you didn't get your foot or like or your hand or arm or something stuck in the side rail or the handrail.
But even on the stairs, even just on the stairs. Yeah. I don't know how it didn't, I don't know how it wasn't worse than it was. So I'm hoping that if I ever have a situation where something just happens and I don't have time to think, that I naturally react the right way. Because honestly, like, it's just my left butt cheek, my whole back, and my left arm and like elbow and stuff that hurts. And like, the fact that it wasn't worse is, to me, it's shocking, because I feel like it wouldn't be that hard for that to go very, very wrong, you know? I mean, we're just talking about a straight staircase, you know? I don't know. I felt like it could have been a million times worse, so I'm grateful it wasn't. But when I did land, oh God, it hurt so bad. It was like, I was like, it was
I
funny
heard
because,
you got up and then you laid on the couch.
yeah, I just figured, like, go sit on something like nice and comfortable that's not a wooden staircase, or that's not wood. So I just laid on the couch for maybe 5 minutes, and honestly, I just got up, and it is what it is. Like, I just kind of accepted it.
Well, can't go backward, Ryan. Only go
That's what I'm
down.
saying. And then, yeah, like, I just kind of took the pain for what it is, and I feel like we have a pretty good pain tolerance, so I just kind of got up and did what I had to do,
It's
because
like that Halo show, forward onto downstairs.
forward onto downstairs. Just do a reenactment with a chief helmet on.
Just wear the chief helmet.
Yeah, so that was me falling down the stairs. It's still pretty purple. It's still pretty painful. Like, even sitting right now kind of sucks.
Yeah, send me a picture of your ass.
Yeah, I'll do it right now. This isn't the updated one, but imagine this, but it was double the purple, because this was like the second day. And it doubled in size.
Damn.
It doubled in size since then. Now it's like a dark ass purple, like Barney fucking purple.
You got Barney ass?
I got Barney ass.
That's legit, dude. Well, I'm glad it was you,
I'm so glad it was me and, like, not
and
mom and
not
dad or Nana,
me.
dude. Oh.
Oh.
I'm glad it wasn't you either. Honestly, like, it sucked. I would not wish it upon anyone. Like, I feel like it, again, it could have been worse, and the pain sucks for sure.
Yeah,
So,
maybe wear some shoes now.
oh, I have. Well, I did, like, go down again with the socks purposely to, like, I'm like, wow, is it really
Try
that
and
slippery?
reenact
Like,
it.
yeah. So it really is, like, that slippery. Kind of sucks, but
Yeah.
you know,
Gotta get those
oh well.
runners, dude. Those stair runners.
Was what?
Carpet. The
Oh.
carpet.
No, I think we are now. It was
Yeah.
so f That's the crazy thing too, right? So Dad had just mentioned, I think with you guys, when we were here for everyone was here for Easter. So literally, like, what, 2 days before? He's like, yeah, I wish we had more carpet in this house. We know, yeah, it was Dunga. He was talking to Dunga before everyone came. And he's like, yeah, I wish we had more carpet in this house. I'm like, nah, dude, like, hardwood floor is legit.
It hurt real hard.
Yeah, so it was pretty crazy that we just talked about it, and here I
Well, you
am.
know what? You live to see another day, Ryan.
Yeah, I'm still really grateful that it wasn't worse and I didn't, like, break anything, or I don't know. I'm still baffled at how it wasn't worse, so I'll take it for what it is.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good story there, bud. I'm
Yeah.
glad you're good.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I felt really stupid, but I told
Well,
Joe, because,
it's okay. You don't have to feel
yeah,
stupid.
I called Joe because we were meeting up for, like, our manager meeting, like, our kickoff meeting for the month, on Wednesday. And I was like, hey, man, I gotta see how I feel in the morning to see if I can make it. And I told him what happened. He's like, Jesus Christ. And I was like, yeah, I'm gonna see if I go, like, not, because obviously the pain's worse when you wake up. Thankfully it wasn't terrible, so
Did you
too
show him a
terrible to,
picture of
like,
grass?
yes, I did.
There you go. So at least he knows.
Yeah,
Very good.
if I told that dude to send me a picture of his poop right now, he would. Yeah,
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, I didn't feel too weird about sending him a picture of my ass,
Yeah.
because he's like, I'll fucking do it, and I was like, no, man, I'm good.
Unnecessary.
Yeah, I mean, that was like a conversation from years ago. Or I was trying to make fun of him. I'm like, ah, you won't do it. And he's like, no, I will, bitch. I'm like, oh, shit. But yeah, man, how's life been for you?
Well, I didn't fall down any stairs. My back
Oh.
does hurt though. I'm good,
Okay.
right? It's fine. Nothing really new. Traveling a lot, same shit, different
Were
day.
you traveling to, so you just came back from Seattle.
I go back to Seattle next Tuesday.
For how long?
Like 24 hours or more.
So you go on Dad's birthday, you're leaving?
Yes.
Okay.
That is correct, sir. I
Got
will
it.
go back and I will finish what I got to do real quick. So I leave Tuesday morning and then come back Wednesday evening. So yeah, it'd be a good time. This one's easy. Working overnight Tuesday night anyway, so should be pretty simple.
Oh, okay.
Already walked it, know what's going on, just gotta do this, that, and the other thing. I'm sorry about that.
Very good.
And then
Oh, yeah, no,
yeah,
you did.
cool. And then that's about it, dude. Yeah, I'm just working on the stadium. The stadium's coming along real quick here, Clippers Arena.
Okay.
So that's probably the biggest thing I have to deal with right now. Yeah, it's going good. It's going real good.
How's Maddie doing? I mean, she was sick. She's
Yeah,
still
she's sick.
sick.
She threw up in her bed yesterday. Or when? Yeah,
Fuck.
yesterday. Well, she
She's
wasn't
a
feeling good.
wakey
And she was crying. So I woke up to her crying. But she doesn't come out. She won't get out of bed. She'll sit at the edge of her bed, but she won't get out of bed. So I had to go get her.
motherfucker.
And then I didn't know what she was crying about. But she's kind of
Okay.
got boogies. What?
I don't know what she's crying about.
Well, no, I didn't know what she was crying about. So I
I
just
know, it
assumed it
just.
was about her boogers or whatever. Maybe she's coughing. I don't know. I just woke up to her crying. So then I went in there, grabbed her, gave her medicine. And then I think I might have asked her if she wanted to lay down with us or go back to bed. And I think she said lay down with us. So, but she was like just moving everywhere. And she wouldn't stop moving. And then finally, I don't even know how long it was. And she sat up and just puked everywhere at like 3:30 in the morning.
You're like,
So
oh
that was
shit.
cool. I had to bathe her. Britton woke up and took all the bed sheets and started cleaning everything. And then probably around 4 o'clock we went back to bed. So it was a good time. Tons of fun. Yeah, that was Friday night, going into Saturday. So yeah, everybody's sick, and yeah, that's about it, dude. That's the major thing. Didn't do a damn thing yesterday because everybody was sick. And she just kept tossing and turning. I don't think she slept too well that night. And then like a lot yesterday, she slept like 3.5 hours for her nap. But I think she's better today. She also had a tummy ache, but that's because she hadn't pooped. Gotta let it rip, I told her.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's about it, right?
I forgot that he told me that the email was already sent on Friday. You just got back to Got it. All right, well, sounds like you're living your best life, with Maddie over here throwing up on your sheets and stuff.
Yeah, she threw up all over her doll, so that was cool to wash that. Yeah, dude, just throw up. It really wasn't anything. It was mostly medicine and some noodles. She didn't eat much. She didn't feel good. So yeah. What about you, Ryan? How's besides falling down the stairs and getting Barney ass? I mean, what new stuff is going on with you there, bud? I know you went on a date, kind of talked about that a little bit.
Yeah, so I went on a date. I went to one of the wineries in Temecula, and it was like the first time I ever used, like, hey, I'm in the industry. Because I've always been told, like, you can, like, they'll comp you, like, drinks and stuff, or like a
Wish that
first
worked
round
for
or
beer.
samples.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Said I wish that worked for beer.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, it wasn't like that in beer, Not really. People are pretty fucking stingy. And, yeah, I just asked the guys, like, hey, do you guys do anything for industry people or whatever? I don't know what my exact verbiage was. And he's like, yeah, like, you work in the industry? And I was like, yeah, I'm a district manager. And I put my business card on the bar counter. I
Yeah.
was like,
So cool.
so
So slick.
impressive.
So impressive.
Honestly, like, it doesn't matter, but I won't lie, that was like the coolest I've ever felt. Like, it felt so cool
Did
because he's like, oh, dude, hell yeah. Like, what can I get for you? You know, like, your drinks
you
are
get
on
like the
us.
most expensive bottle of wine?
Honestly, I didn't. And he did say, you guys can get whatever you want. Like, he was very fucking cool.
What
And I
did
didn't.
you get?
Well, the reason why I went there, and I was because I was telling her about it, I was like, hey, like, they got sangria slushies and they're like really fucking delicious. The winery's cool. And sometimes they have food trucks. So the whole atmosphere is like pretty sick. Unfortunately, there wasn't food trucks that day, but I just got the sangria slushies. I didn't even get the biggest size either. Like, he's like, oh, do you want to get like the bigger glass? It's like, no, nah, man, you're good. Like, I'm chilling. I don't drink wine that much, so I'm not trying to get too crazy on it and then not really care for it. But yeah, and then I went back for a second round, and there was a different lady at the bar, and I was telling her, like, hey, I don't remember what I said, but she's like, nah, fucking take another round. So that was pretty sick. I mean, the winery's not that expensive for what I went for. I mean, it would have been like, I think like $70 for four drinks. So I just saved $70. But I mean, that's cool. Fuck it. I could save $5 and I'm happy. So it was just cool. They were like super nice to us. And yeah, the girl was cool. There's just like a couple things that I couldn't look past. And honestly, though, like, it's more of a me thing where I just realized, like, I'm good. The
Well,
only reason
was it
why
because you realized you couldn't look past something and then you thought about like, oh, it's me, or was it just
No, it's both. Like, it's literally I couldn't look past something with her, and then I couldn't, like, I'm not, like, I should have never even did it. Like, I shouldn't even got on it. Like, I'm definitely not ready to be in a relationship or something, or even date. Like, I'm just not interested. And I thought I would be, and I got back on Hinge because a friend was on. He's like, dude, just get back on it. Just see what happens. Like, it's not that big of a deal. It's not that much commitment to do it. And I'm like, you know what? You're right. Like, whatever, I'll get back on it. And I think I had to make a new profile or something though. Oh no, I did. And I was talking to her, probably like a few other chicks, so probably like six. And like between all of them, I was like, I'm good, man. I got my own shit to work on too, and that's actually kind of what happened. Is like one of the girls I was talking to, a lot of similarities to old wound, right? My last girlfriend, and it kind of made me realize that like I didn't really, I mean, I don't know how you really do it, but I didn't really move on from the last one. I just kind of kept going. Like, I didn't like put any thought into it. Like, I just kind of accepted it for what it was at the time, and kept living my life. There's also a lot happening at the time that we broke up. Whether it was like us going to the movies or me getting promoted, going to Napa Valley, going to Catalina, like there was just like a lot I was doing. So I wasn't really like thinking about it. And then with this girl and the similarities that she had to Natalie, I was just like, damn, I didn't really like kind of, essentially move on from my last relationship. Like, and it is what it is. Like, I had it really good with Natalie, and I just hadn't moved on from it, I guess. I don't know how to really describe it. I just know I felt a certain way. I didn't like the way I felt. And so I said, fuck it, I'm good. I'm not dating. It was
I mean, it's been some time though, so.
I just think it's more of a me thing more than, oh my God, I need her back. Like, that's fine. It's fine, and it didn't work out. Shit happens. It sucks, but it is what it is. I just wasn't happy with myself, I don't think. I think that's really what it was at the end of the day. So
I don't know if you'll ever be happy with yourself, Ryan.
well, I don't know either, but
And I don't
I
mean that
try.
towards directly you. I mean it towards just in general people.
Well, yeah, I don't think people are ever like truly happy with
Like there's
themselves
always
either,
gonna
because
be something.
well, the thing with like so like the thing with dating, it's like what I had with her is just something that I shouldn't just look to replace. I should naturally just find something else. I feel like being on the apps and it's whatever.
Yeah, I don't have experience with the app, so I can tell
It's
you right now
tough.
that I don't want experience with the apps.
Yeah, I mean
I don't,
the
it doesn't sound fun. It sounds fucking horrible. And the one
Yeah.
experience that I did have was very minimal, and that was back in the day. Back in my day, there was
It's like
plenty
when
of
Tinder first came out
fish.
and shit.
I don't remember Tinder or Grindr. Well, it wouldn't be on Grindr. I'm just saying, like all the Hinge, Grindr, Bumble, like all the Bumble, like all that shit.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't envy anybody that's dealing with that. I still think, I don't know what I think. If you're not getting out, I mean, there's only two ways to do it nowadays, or I guess maybe three, but the third one's just luck. It's either you're on a dating app or you go out and do things, whether it be like the bars or concerts, I guess, or the library or fucking something like that. I don't fucking know.
Well, what happened was is it's just this, it's just a dumb mindset. Like I felt like, oh, like I should, you know, I'm gonna be 31 this year. I should probably like look for a woman that can be my wife someday and like have kids or whatever. Like, man, fuck that shit. Like, I'm just gonna do my own thing. Like, I don't need to worry about some quota. That's basically what popped in my head. I'm like, oh man, like,
Well, you don't
shit.
have to, you don't have to do what everybody does.
Yeah, like I don't give a fuck about that shit right now. Like I want
But you don't
it.
have to give it about, you do. Okay, well, I'm just saying. Yeah, you don't have to do it right
I do
now.
want it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying though. Like I do want it someday, but now is not the time. Like I'm not in a place for it anyways. So that's pretty much what happened. I was just like, you know what? I need to work on myself.
But she liked Pokemon, dude.
She did like Pokemon.
When
Yeah.
you said that, that was just funny to me.
Well, I've never like dated a chick that actually liked Pokemon. And I'm not saying that it's like a prerequisite, but it was pretty cool. Listen, almost every chick I've dated has never understood why I like anything I like. And I'm not saying they have to necessarily like it like I do. I don't actually, I don't want anyone to like any woman. I don't want them to like anything that I like the
But
way
if they
I do.
do.
But if they do, or at least they know what it is and they understand it. Like it's a good fucking feeling, man. I mean, I don't know. Bitches be judging too much.
Yeah, let me get a little judgy.
Yeah. But again, yeah, I basically just realized I missed what I have with the last one. That's not happening again. That's not gonna come back. So I'd just rather do my own thing.
So you're not dating anything. You're not on the apps.
No, I got rid of them all.
You did.
Got
That's
rid of all the
cool.
ladies. Yeah.
Horrible. When you're on those apps, are you finding that people are hitting you up, or if you talk to any other guys that you work with that are on apps or friends or whatever, the girls hit you up, or is it still mostly guys got to reach out and
No, I would say girls, I would say it could be a 50-50.
yeah.
I think girls are way more ballsy on the app than they are in person. Which is kind of funny when I've talked to most of these girls this time. I'm like, none of you would even like bat an eye or like even present yourself this way as an interested in person. Like I even told a couple this, like as in a as a scenario. I was like, hey, like if I was to approach you in person, like this is how it went. Because actually one of them lives in the territory of one of my reps. And she's like, oh, I'm pretty sure I've seen you before. I'm like, well, if I approached you, would you have even acknowledge it? And she's like, probably not. And I'm like, well, why? Like, why would you
But
be
why
more
would you do it
real?
on the app?
Correct. Because she was the one that did it on the app, actually. It wasn't even me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And she said.
She said, no, I wouldn't. She said, I wouldn't have given you the time of day. And I'm like, well, how the fuck does that make any sense?
She just fucked me. Yeah.
Huh?
I was watching a podcast and the guy was talking about how guys actually have it worse, and they always have, and they probably always will. Considering the simple fact that, we have to do things to make ourselves presentable. And I think it's just more of a guys versus girls mindset type thing. All they have to do is just show up.
Well, they have to do their makeup and stuff, and they have to look pretty.
That's just
That's
showing
what
up.
that's what their argument will be for you if you were to say that to a woman. But yeah, you know what's weird too is, God, yeah, it's a whole thing because there's like that whole, I don't need men, I can do it on my own. Then it's like they're so happy to accept it when a man does everything, like that, traditionally, like a traditional man would do. And it's like, well, now all of a sudden it's okay with you? Yeah, that's that whole stuff is a crazy bag of worms. I'll never understand it.
Yeah, the expectation can't be for both. It's always got to be for one,
Yeah,
which is
pretty much.
bullshit. Anyways, okay, well, that's fun. I'm glad you're not dating Ryan. So
Yeah, no,
that's
I'm
good.
good, man. I'm good.
Yeah, just do you,
I
man.
gotta, yeah, I just think I need more time to just, figure out what I really want. And in that time, just love myself and improve myself. Because that's
What
the
you
most
need
important
is
thing.
independence. July 4th,
And
Independence Day. That's what you need, dude.
okay.
You gotta
All
go
right,
do
all
what
right.
you're, huh?
said, all right, all right. The
Get to
Day of
your,
Independence.
yeah, dude. Then I think you'll be like, in it to win it on your side. Then you don't have to focus on other stuff. You'll just be on your own. You'll be ready to go.
Oh, that's what you're talking about. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? You just
Just
kind of kept
ready, dude.
talking, and you kept talking, and I'm like, I have no idea what you're saying anymore.
What's flashing on your screen there, bud?
Don't worry about what I'm doing.
I haven't seen your hands except down in your. What are you doing?
I am monotonously playing Firefight to earn the most experience possible, and all I have to do is stand in a hill. But of course, the idiots I'm with just died, so that's over.
I'm glad you're focused on this, Ryan. You
I am
fucking
very,
dick.
I've answered everything. I've contributed. What are you talking about? What I'm doing is, I don't need to pay attention to it.
Yeah, I'm just fucking with you, Ryan. Relax. Well, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, man. So basically, my goal now is to continue improving myself, physically and mentally, and then continue to kick ass at work. That's all I care about. And then streaming and all that. So,
Nice.
yeah.
Well,
'Cause
that's
that's kind
fun.
of, that was like, before we move on, that was like the crux of it too. I was like, man, I don't really want to give them the time of day.
Why? Give
I'd
who?
rather just anyone. Like when I'm done with work and stuff, I just want to like cook dinner and do what I'm gonna do the rest of the night and not be bothered.
Yeah.
Because you got to text them. One of them only liked phone calls. I'm like, girl, I don't want to be on the phone with you. Like, I'm good.
One of them only wanted to talk on the phone.
Yeah, she was just more of a phone call person. And I
I
was
mean, you
like,
don't hear that a lot, so.
you don't?
Not really.
Oh, I mean, all of them I talked to preferred voice memos or phone calls or FaceTimes over talk texting. Which is cool because I'm down for that too. It's just like I said, I kind of just like, eh, no, I'm good. I don't
Yeah.
want to spend time
No,
doing
I just
that.
don't feel like there's a lot of people that, I'm gonna talk on the phone.
It's kind of coming back. A voice memo, a voice texts are pretty cool too. I like those quite a bit.
Yeah, it's kind of stupid.
Until you start sending like 7-minute ones, then it's like, all right, dude, like, I have to fucking write everything down just to reply to
Right?
you.
That's funny. Yeah, just talking on the phone at that point, Jesus.
But then again, I don't like being on the phone, so I think I'll take the voice memo over the phone call. Because then I
Okay.
have to pay attention on the phone.
Well, yeah.
But I talk
That's the
all day
part
on the
of
phone
talking
at
to
work
people.
and stuff, and I talk to people when I'm driving. Like, so when I'm done with that, I'm like, no, dude, I'm good. Don't call me.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Okay. Whatever.
Wait, you're not on the phone so much at work that you're like, all right, I'm good. Like, I don't want to be on the phone for 3 hours now.
I don't have to deal with that, so I don't. My wife doesn't like to be on the fucking phone, so I can call her and I talk to her for about a minute, and it's like awkward because she doesn't want to talk or say anything. So I'm like, okay, I'll talk to you later.
That is a retarded thing about Britain. Shout out to
Yeah, she
Britain.
does not like to talk on the phone. It's
I know
fine.
she doesn't. She hates it so
I
much.
just do it on purpose now.
Every time I call her, I'm like, oh, that's right. She's gonna hate this.
Yes. Yes. But,
Tough break.
well, that's good. So
But
what's next
anyways,
for you then? What are you going to do next, Ryan?
what am I gonna do next?
Just focus on taking over the world?
Yes. That's right.
Nice.
I'm gonna focus on improving those things like I talked about, and then I actually I really do kind of want to turn streaming into like a second income, like a part-time job. So,
Well, then you got to do it better, do it more often.
well, I was doing it with like a crew of people, so like we signed up for schedules and like everyone would support each other throughout that schedule. And it's a great, honestly, it's great and I loved every second of it, but I'm gonna go back to just doing my own thing. So that way it's like, no, I'll be
You don't have
streaming.
to be worried about specific people.
Yeah, and it's not the guy's problem that I forgot to hit him up for a slot and then now I'm not on the schedule because I didn't hit him up. Like, I just rather do it the way I've
Right.
been doing 6 to 9 p.m. or whatever. That way it's like guaranteed. I don't need to worry about it. Yeah. But the crew I was doing it with is amazing. Like, I still play with them and talk to them pretty much every day.
Yeah.
But it is the 20th anniversary of Halo 2 and Pokemon Fire Red and Leaf Green this year, so I'll probably be doing stuff for that every month as well.
Nice. When's that?
I think Fire Red and Leaf Green is actually like next month, like the actual date, but I think Halo 2 is November. It's later in the year, I know that much. So I was gonna start hosting like lobbies on MCC where we can play big team battle and stuff on the original multiplayer. So that'd be pretty sick.
Nice.
Continue to do better at the job, and then honestly, man, I need to buy one of these small houses.
Dude.
They're so fucking sick.
I saw one that had like a big ass super sick kitchen, and then the room the but there was only one room, so it's kind of like but the bathroom was like a good size, the bedroom was a good size, and it was just straight down, but the kitchen had, both sides of the hallway essentially utilized for the kitchen. So it was pretty big. I don't think I sent it to you, but it's just a one
Yeah.
bedroom, so it's kind of at that point, you can get a couch bed or something like that if you really wanted to. But this one was like
Yeah.
169,000. It's kind of a little more because I think the other ones I was sending was like 120 on and under. But they have I was looking on one of the websites and there's one in Yorba Linda, dude. Like a
Is it really?
yeah, so there's actually one out this way. And there was a couple, but I think that was like the closest one. So probably a little far, but
Yeah.
I don't know how much. And obviously I think that's just buying the house, because it's tech, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it's technically a motorhome or a mobile home.
Yeah, I think it is too.
Just really fucking nice.
Yeah, they're so nice.
And I mean, in this climate nowadays, I mean, shit, that's probably the best way to go for somebody like a some single person or even a couple. Maybe they're not gonna have kids or something like that. So.
Yeah. Yeah, Darian's mom in Carlsbad had a track home or whatever you want to call it. It's like a mobile home, but it's not. It was pretty fucking nice. It was pretty sweet. Like, I
Yeah.
was like, oh yeah, this is sick. Bathroom, but the bathrooms are bigger than the ones that we're looking at that you keep sending me. But everything else about the house is pretty fucking sick. I don't know. It's not a terrible idea. I got like a year to figure it out. Figure out what I'm gonna do. Cause I mean, I was even debating on looking at Spokane to see what kind of opportunities are out there for me.
Okay.
So I have to see how that on that side of the company what that looks like. But if the money's good, I'd probably consider it.
Would you though?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't just say it just to say it. It's kind of stupid.
Oh, so just that.
I
You said
mean,
it before, dude. Do they have
yeah,
what's the company
I'm
up
definitely way
there?
more serious now, though, since I've been there.
What's the company? Same company up there?
Well, I think it'd be Southern up there that has a Gallatin.
Oh, okay.
I'd have to look into it, but it had to like the money would have to be pretty damn good. So, but Alex is kind of going off with his business. He's already starting off as strong as he can. And I was like, man, it'd be cool to just live up there still. I don't know yet. It's just an option, but it's a cool option to keep in mind.
Yeah. I'll look at the website, see if there's anything up there.
Yeah. Oh my God, there's something else I was gonna say, but I don't remember what it is now. Anyways, anything about music you wanna talk about before we move on to Halo and then kind of wrap this up?
No, what have you been listening to recently? Anything good? Alpha Wolf came out, that's pretty good. Eric came out, that was pretty good.
I listened to the whole EP from Still Slayer. That's good. Knocked Loose. You
Still
Want the Thing You're
Stare?
Supposed To. Still Slayer.
Still Stare.
Stayer. I said Slayer.
Yeah, no. Halo on the brain.
Yeah. Straight up.
How'd you find that for when you can't breathe guy?
You don't remember that white kid I sent you a video, guys, of a rap rapping on a big wheel in like a nice neighborhood, like a Christian rapper. It was like a,
Yes.
well, that's him. It's the same
Sort of.
guy.
Okay.
But he just kind of, he was like a, I guess he tried streaming and video content, and then he did like this rap video, and then now he's doing this. Like he just had a weird journey, and I found him obviously from the rap video a couple years ago or 3 years ago. And he's been slowly releasing songs for this project, but this is his first full release. And honestly, like, it's pretty damn good. I listened to the whole thing, and I think a lot of it's samey,
Yeah.
but it's still good in terms of the melody and the overall tone of the songs is kind of nice.
Well, from the video,
So,
sounds like, or it looks like he's doing everything by himself.
yeah, it's a one-man show.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think when I'm shuffling and stuff, like I was even shuffling while working out this morning and a couple of his songs came on. I was like, it's still pretty cool to kind of listen to it and super emo, but I like it.
Yeah, it's very emo for sure.
Something different for me.
It wasn't bad though. I gotta listen to it in the truck or something.
The other song I've listened to, which I was disappointed by, was No Place Like Home by Flake.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When the band
Who?
Flake, you just said the song was meh when I sent it,
Oh.
because it is meh. It is like it's the way they promoted the pickup on Instagram, and they kind of blew up from it. Like they were literally going viral, like it was crazy. And this is the song they finally released, and I was like, it's so bad up until the pickup, and then after that, it's over. So it's like very strange to me. They kind of, I don't know. I'd be surprised if a lot of people are happy with the song because I was like, what the fuck is this? I was listening to Future and Metro Boomin, that record. Something different. Metro's got some sick beats in there. And then Like That with Kendrick's part is fucking sick. I like it a lot, actually.
You like
Obviously.
that?
Oh. Greyhaven released a single, listening, waiting for their new EP, Stereo Grief.
Yeah, you won't have to wait long. I just realized there's about six, seven things coming out next week. Or I'm sorry, this Friday. It goes
There's Inside's coming out soon. Oh, Goes
Belmont,
Inside.
Benighted. Goes Inside is 2 weeks. Idola, Greyhaven, Eminence, Linkin Park's Greatest Hits thing, which is cool, and then Northlane. All that comes out this Friday, the 12th.
North Lane.
And then the
Dude,
following week is Ghost Inside.
I know you guys like to make fun of me for loving specific bands like way too much, but dude, North Lane, like
I
I
mean,
just
I
shuffled their
just,
discography while working out yesterday and I was like, dude, this band is like literally the best. Like
it
they
wouldn't be that bad if you would just like listen to other stuff.
I literally listened to 250 different artists in March. Like, what do you want from me?
Well, if you would give the stuff that I'm sending even any fucking inkling of opportunity.
The other band was all right. I just haven't checked out the rest of the album.
What fucking band, Ryan? Fuck you. I sent a bunch of stuff.
I
I
actually
put.
just, it said I listened to almost 7,000 minutes last month, and I'm like, I couldn't even tell you where I did that. I don't really listen to music as much as I used to.
How do you even know that?
Because Apple sent me a thing that says, hey, do you want to check out your stats for the month? And I was like, okay. Oh, the new John Candy sucks ass.
Yeah, well, that was a that was his first song that they re-released, but it wasn't
Oh.
good. They like redid it. I listened
But
to it
even
before
the
you
one
had even
before
sent
it
it.
sucked. I didn't listen to Era yet. Like everyone,
Era's really good.
even a lot of the bands like in the industry were posting about their new album.
Yeah, Era's very good.
Jarrett's carne fries look fucking disgusting. Jesus Christ. Oh,
Yeah.
While She Sleeps sucks ass.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
God, that was so bad. To the Flowers is still the best song of the year, though, for me, besides Creatures.
Ingested came out, dude. What's up?
What? Oh, Better
Ingested.
Lovers, The Flowering sucks.
It's a good song, but it's
No, it's
it's
actually
exactly
really
what Chris
good.
said.
Yeah, no, it's actually a really good song. Because I
That's
knew I
why I
was gonna
just
bring
can't
it
get
up.
behind it. Like I kind of
No, I
want to go
can't.
with Brian. He's going to see them with Foreign Hands and Greyhaven and CU Space Cowboy, who I don't care about.
Oh,
But
Boundaries, by the way, is the band.
Boundaries is good. So good. But yeah, Better Lovers. It's just literally Every Time I Die songs featuring Greg.
And I hate it.
I mean, if you're gonna do that, like just change it up a little bit. If you're
But they
gonna
haven't.
continue, no, I know. And I like Greg, I like Every Time, but I told Brian the other day, I was like, Many Eyes is better, dude. Sorry.
Many Eyes is way better. At least they're trying to be different. Like
Yeah.
it definitely doesn't, it sounds like
They definitely
it
throw, it's
does.
a lot more metal, but they throw out a lot of, I mean, there's like little, like inklings of ETID stuff, but it's for the most part like something new. Even his singing styles, his screaming styles, I feel like he's changed a little bit of what he's doing, Keith.
Yeah.
Whereas again, like Greg, and to each his own, but Greg is literally doing the same thing he does for every fucking thing. Go listen to Dillinger. Go listen to fucking Killer Be Killed. Now, Killer Be Killed, I like a lot, and Black Queen is actually, what like you were saying, Black Queen's really good, but that's completely different music. And
Yeah.
he's not screaming. He's got a really good singing voice, so he does that the whole time, basically. Actually, I think that's all he does. But Killer Be Killed is more metal, and it's really cool because you have Troy from Mastodon, and you've got Max Cavalera from Soulfly, and then you've got Greg. All three of them are singing, and
Oh, that's pretty cool.
when you're listening to them, you never heard them. You should,
No.
I'll find a song that's actually really good, and then. But it's really cool because they go in between, somebody will take the chorus, somebody will take the verse, somebody will sing most of it, and then you'll hear screaming from one person. So it's really cool the way they do it. And the music is very good. I'm not sure you might like it. I don't know. I'll find something. Because it is pretty metal, but it's not like, I don't know, like Iron Maiden metal. I don't know what kind of metal you do and don't like. You're fucking weird.
That's right.
And weirdo.
That's pretty much it for new music right now.
Yeah, we're about to hit the high peak season right now. Stuff's about to get lit.
It's about to get lit. Yeah, so I'm very much looking forward to that. I can't wait to go see North Lane and Thornhill. Obsession also came on this morning, and I was like, God damn it, it's so good.
I'm gonna go see Buried and Between the Buried and Me and the Casey Strain on Tuesday with Brian. So that should be cool.
Nice. Aren't
Yeah.
you flying out?
Next Tuesday.
Oh.
I'm
So
seeing.
not Dad's birthday. You're gonna go the following Tuesday, because Dad's birthday is this Tuesday.
That's right. That's
I
right. That's right. I'm actually going to a concert that day.
know, because you guys are going to Roadhouse today, and I was gonna take him to dinner tomorrow.
Oh, you're not going? Well,
No.
okay. It's
I
fine.
actually have a lot of stuff to do for work that I gotta get done, and it's for the Coachella festivals. But also, I wouldn't be comfortable on those chairs. My butt really hurts that bad. So
So
it's so
Coachella's next
embarrassing.
weekend?
Yeah. So Coachella starts next weekend, and bro, the traffic's already so shitty.
Is it?
Yeah, so the next 2 weeks, I'm taking 4 day weekends to just completely avoid it. I'm gonna have one
Right.
of my sales reps also make sure he's out of the field on time. Because he lives in Redlands by Hangar 24, and the traffic would just be horrible on the way home, and I don't want him to have to sit through that. Yeah, so Coachella starts this weekend. They are anticipating lower attendance or business than any years before because they've offered new packages that provide food and drinks. However, I can tell you right now from our sales and what we're selling through and the depletion rate of our product in these stores. The shit ain't slowing down.
Really?
Yeah, man. Like we at Ralph's off Jefferson Street, it's the number one Ralph's in the country for liquor sales. Sold 81 cases a week so far of Heineken 12 packs. 81 cases. So that's 164 units or something like that. 162. Which is
Sick.
really, really good. Like no one sells it like that. So the
What a
guy's just
weird.
Well, I sent you that display actually.
Is that what that's the one you're talking about?
Yeah, so it's 400 case display right there.
Interesting. Yeah, so No Doubt's playing, but they don't say when they're playing. So are they playing every night? It must be. They must
Well,
be
one of my
playing
reps
every
is.
night because the headliners are not that headliny. I mean, Tyler, the Creator, and Doja Cat, and Lana Del Rey. I feel like they're big, but they're not headliner big for a Coachella festival.
What do you mean?
No Doubt is bigger than all three of those people.
Not anymore.
No, okay, hang on a second. No Doubt hasn't played live in years.
That's what I'm
They're
saying. They're
bigger.
not anymore. They're not bigger.
Yes, they are.
Not even through sales. I would say that these guys probably all three of them have sold more rec have higher record sales than No Doubt. I don't think you understand how popular the Demon Woman is. Tyler's popular and Lana Del Rey, which I don't know what the fuck she's ever done in
Who's
terms
the
of
demon
songs.
woman?
Oh, Doja Cat. Everyone says she's a Satanist.
Okay.
But I think she's also said it herself or something like that. I used to think she was pretty hot, and then she shaved her head, and I was like, all right, well. She actually had really nice hair. I don't know why she shaved her head.
Yeah.
Oh well.
Well,
Bitches be tripping.
And then there's really not a lot of other. I mean, Deftones is playing
Clowncore?
tomorrow. Clowncore's playing?
Yeah, they're there.
Why? So stupid.
I don't know. How do you go from like Knock Loose to like another heavy act this year to Clowncore?
Well, Deftones is playing
They are there?
on Friday. That's what it says.
Oh, wait, so it starts this Friday? Yeah, it does. Jesus.
The 12th and the
Yeah,
19th.
so it's the next 2 weekends and then Stagecoach the week after that, and then I think the week after Stagecoach is a Splash House,
What the
which is
fuck is
like
Splash House?
it's like an EDM hotel themed festival, and it's like a pool party. It's like a massive pool party in Palm Springs.
At
Some
whose
real
pool are they
red
using?
one of the hotels out there, I don't know, but it's like
Really?
across the street from one of my Ralphs. So,
Aquabats is playing. Dude. Taking Back Sunday is playing. It's nice. That's kind of cool, I guess. Earth Eater is playing. There's a couple bands on there, but yeah, I guess they don't have, so they go from Knock Loose to Clowncore, huh? So we have like a month and a half. We have like 6 weeks worth of fucking the weekend killing us. Is that what you're telling?
Say that again.
Have like 6 weeks of the weekend killing us in traffic.
Correct. Not really looking forward to it.
Keep reminding me of that so I don't have to drive on Friday and Monday
Yeah.
to Nashi's plan.
Who's that?
I don't fucking know. I'm just reading. Peso Pluma. There you go, dude. That's it. Well, that should be a ton of fun, Ryan. I'm glad your sales are up for this. And it's gonna suck.
Yeah, so tomorrow I'll be going to Indio at a Walmart neighborhood market where we sold in 115 cases of Hai Nhun, building that out, making sure that's ready because that's on 48th and that's literally like down the street from Coachella.
That's
So,
great. It's gonna be fucked all week.
yeah, it's honestly going to be tomorrow too. Yeah, it's not going to be good.
Oh,
But
and I
coming
got
home,
the
it should be fine.
we scheduled some of the guys to go to Indian Wells tomorrow. Yeah,
Yeah, but they're gonna get there early, aren't they?
7:30.
They should be fine. All the Coachella workers are already there, so it's just gonna be like this Wednesday and Thursday that are fucked.
Interesting. Well, that's
Yeah.
fun.
Well, what happened was is like, was it last week or the week before? When I was at that neighborhood market, I was like, damn, there's like so many fucking people out here. And the manager was like, oh, these are all the Coachella workers because so many people sign up to work Coachella because they get free tickets.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, that explains a lot. Because it looked like a bunch of festival goers. Like it looked like the crowd that they would bring in. And they were just buying so much shit. And I was like, oh. So it, yeah, no,
Interesting.
it's busy.
You should sign up and be one of the workers.
I'm good.
Why not, dude?
Why would I do that?
I don't know. Could be
Sounds like
fun.
a horrible time. Someone was just talking about that actually that has worked it. I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Could be fun.
Doing.
Delete this.
Yeah. But yeah, that's pretty much it. So we got the
Awesome.
festivals coming up. Life is good. Ass hurts.
Halo.
Let's talk about Halo Season 2. I already kind of touched on it with Yeti. I let that episode kind of stay out. definitely all over the place episode, but overall, I think the show is good-ish. I think it's going in an okay direction. I don't know why Hollywood and TV just can't do things better. Like they always have to fuck something up. That's why I was making fun of 3 for 3 last week because they always do like a couple things right and they do like five things wrong. Because someone from 3 for 3 is involved in the show and I think she's a dumbass. But anyways,
Yeah.
what are your
Oh, I
thoughts on it,
enjoyed it,
Eric?
Ryan.
Because
I
you haven't
enjoyed
played
it a
Halo.
lot.
Hold on, you haven't played Halo, just so people know. You haven't really played Halo in a serious manner since 2007. You haven't really cared about it. You've played
That's a
MCC a lot in
lie.
terms of custom games and stuff,
Okay.
when you could play. You played Infinite for a few matches and you actually did pretty decent, but you don't
I
have time
have
to play
not
video games.
started the Infinite story.
Which is amazing and worth playing. Really, it's really good actually. You'd probably like it. But yeah, so that's your background on Halo. You grew up liking it, but obviously just fell off because Gears of War kind of really took the
Was
cake for you in
better.
terms of gaming. But how did you feel about the show?
I enjoyed the show, Ryan. As we discussed once beforehand. Definitely, the Fall of Reach was a waste. Definitely should have been two episodes, at the very least. And like you said in the corridor thing, like it started like you like okay, I remember you saying like, oh, it started really good when they were running through the city and shit was blowing up, and they were kind of fighting here, fighting there, got some composure and kept going. Like that was pretty cool. And then they get stuck in the corridor for 30 minutes, and then that's that. Definitely could have done a lot more. Vanek dying the way that he did was pretty cool. As you discussed, it was a precursor as you watched the show, and they're focusing a little bit more on his life and after the chip and what he's doing. So it was kind of probably definitely going to happen, and then it did. he's the way that he, I guess, is dead. I don't know. I just feel like it's just weird that they haven't touched on it really. I feel like it's not, I feel like he's not dead, but maybe he is. I just feel like they kind of let it happen and then forgot it. What?
Ooh, keys.
Yeah.
I
Although I don't know
mean,
how, like,
they're kind of going about the whole show the wrong way. Like, Oni, like, being like, it's not even real military officials. Like, they just killed the only one that we had. Like, this bitch from Oni,
oh, yeah.
they're always behind the scenes. Like, they were always like the FBI. They're not the ones calling the shots the way they are. And I think that's why that is what's gonna happen. Like, he's just dead, and they're gonna maybe mention his name, and that's it.
Think so?
Because he was the only like real military
Military
like
impression.
character, you know, like James Ackerson, who I think is gonna be the new Keyes type character. Like, they kind of did it really weird. But there's a whole long list of things that they did really weird. So I guess it kind of, you know,
Makes
it
sense.
is what it. Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, I thought the action scenes were really cool. The last scene with Arbiter and Chief fighting on the ring was really, really good. Choreographed good. It had good CGI. I'm really excited to see. I really hope that it doesn't have to be frame for frame or this or that, but I really hope season three follows fucking Combat Evolved, like almost to the T. You know, yeah, have your little side stories, but they did get rid of season two. They got rid of a lot of the side story. I mean, yeah, Quan's still around. Then they did the whole Kessler thing, which was kind of stupid. But I think for the most part, they kind of started weeding people out in storylines. And, you know, they introduced the Flood real quick, which maybe not real quick, but was really cool.
That's pretty
When they
quick.
do find the Flood, that little petri dish, essentially, you know, and then the bridge, the what do they call that, like the beam bridge, I don't know,
A light bridge.
light bridge. I mean, that whole like thing was like really cool because it kind of brought back, you know, you playing the game. It's like, oh, that looks
Yeah.
exactly like the game, and then if it's not there, you're fucked or whatever. So that was kind of cool, and I was really excited to watch it. Halsey's kind of annoying, but I think, I mean, she's pretty much fucked, right?
Yeah, I can't. I don't know what the
Potentially
fuck they did there. That was crazy. So yeah,
with the flood.
pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is no cure for the flood, so.
Okay. Well, maybe she's gonna be the like queen bitch flood.
Well, she's frozen now, so I think they might just leave her in cryo until they make up their own solution to the flood. The magical
Oh,
cure
that's
that
right.
doesn't
That's right.
exist.
That's right. Yeah.
Because the whole point of the Halo rings is because the Flood are unstoppable, so the Halo rings kills everything in the galaxy, so they have nothing to feed on and they die. That's the whole point of everything. So they got rid of that by freezing her.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. I enjoyed it. I hope to see more action, more kind of militarized action with like the vehicles and Chief and the Marines and the Covenant and stuff kind of battling. Again, I just really hope that it's kind of follows a little bit more like Combat Evolved in season three, for the most part.
The problem is, I think they already screwed that pooch because he doesn't even meet 343 Guilty Spark until like way later in the game. And they already did it at the end of
They
this.
did, right? That
That's who
was
that
what he was
is.
kind of. Okay.
I'm assuming that's who it is.
Like the voice was kind of similar, but not. And I was like, okay, well, that's probably who this is.
Yeah, so we'll
And then the
see what.
words, the way that he was talking to him and what he was saying to Chief was like, okay, well, that's probably who it
I
is.
definitely knew that's who it was that he was talking to. It's
Yeah.
pretty obvious. Yeah, again, like it would be nice if it was a little bit more closer to Combat Evolved, as in what they follow. But we'll see. I think the Flood is really cool, and I think the tentacle coming out, like the full-on tentacle coming out, was super badass. I was just hoping that they would go even further, that the humans immediately look like the Flood entirely. But it's okay. Well, we'll see. I think it was a really cool breakout scene. You know, of the infection, so
Yeah.
I can't really complain.
I mean, I
I'm
thought it was
glad.
kind of creepy.
Well, that's why I
You know,
liked
like it
it, because
wasn't, yeah, exactly. It
I think
wasn't
that's
kind
something
of,
we talk about on the podcast, is like
I think you
the
did.
last one is like it actually felt like there was something at stake and like that there is this massive risk. And it was kind of terrifying in the jail cells that like it gave that 343 Guilty Spark slash library vibe of the original game. So no, I think they did an incredible job with making it feel as terrifying as it should, because it is. Quan, which I also said in the last one, like I like that she's just kind of a badass all of a sudden. I'd rather her be this way than whatever the fuck she was in season
Yeah,
one.
kind of a little
So
bitch.
yeah, so they want to write her to be like some kind of badass who has visions, which can happen. As I also mentioned in the last episode, you know, the Gravemind can fuck with people's minds, even Cortana's in Halo 2, at the end of Halo 2 to Halo 3. So I think that's what's happening, which would be cool, but we'll see. I don't know for
I think
sure.
the one thing that I missed in season two that I can think of was just the Cortana Chief relationship, you know, because she wasn't there, right? She was with Mickey.
Oh yeah, we need to kill McKee again too. But I agree with you, Eric. I
Because
hated
I mean, I guess
Cortana's
that
design
brings me
ever.
back to the game,
Yeah.
right? So,
Well, they did a good job. She was helping him get his armor back, and I was like,
yeah,
oh, this is pretty fucking cool. Just like
right.
the communication. I hated her design in season two, but then it kind of grew on me. I don't know why
Yeah,
they changed it.
I don't know why they
Because
changed it, but yeah, I
it
guess you
literally
kind of.
was Jyn Taylor in the first one, who's the voice of Cortana. Like, it looked just like her. But I agree with you. I am excited that we get that back as well. Like, thank God. Although
Yeah.
she didn't really talk in the fight. That was kind of weird.
With
Was he not?
Arbiter?
Yeah, because she was in his suit, because normally she would say something. Like, oh, like punch him here in the abdomen or something. Like, yeah.
No, I guess
I don't
she didn't
know.
know.
Yeah,
I
I
don't
just thought
either.
about, I mean, she doesn't have to. She doesn't always tell him how to fight. He knows how to fight, but I think that would have been like a nice touch. But yeah,
I
I agree
definitely
with you.
still like Pablo Schreiber. I think he's still cool for
No, I
Chief.
think he's good. I think he's good. I think people are pissed he's just like never in his armor, but
I mean,
I kind of get it because he was barely in it this entire season. However, it was also kind of cool to see him fight in the streets without his armor. Like, he's literally
yeah.
fucking up elites, and like it's so hard to do in that universe. Like, there's just such incredibly massive, like, brute fucking just nothing but muscles. And the
Yeah.
fact that he's over here fucking just annihilating them with a knife, I don't know. I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I could see the argument for, I mean, it's because that's just what it is, but I think I was okay with it. I don't think it was like the end all be all, but I'm not like the biggest Halo person either, like some people. So.
Yeah. Well, I look at it and like, well, if I want like that much Halo, like I'll just go fucking play the games.
Yeah.
That's how I approach the show though. I'm like, it is nice to see a different perspective of what could have been or what is in this timeline's perspective. So I try to look at it like that. But there's just some things they do. I'm like, you didn't really need to do that. Like, you could have just left it the way it was. But
Yeah.
it's all good. I do agree with you that the Kessler thing was really, really stupid. Like, it made no sense at all. It served no purpose whatsoever. Besides the fact that it would mean Soren needs to stop trying to be a Spartan and be a dad. That's all it really was. So,
I
like,
mean, yeah, but it's yeah. I
it's like he
feel like
went to
it
go
should
get
have
the
been the other
milk
way
and actually came
around.
back home
Damn.
and get those pack of cigs, but he made sure to come back and see his kid. Yeah, I don't know. I hope we get ODSTs and season three, maybe a lot more military tillerized fights. Like, I don't,
Yeah, I want to see
God,
like a battle, dude.
yeah, I want to see a real fucking
That was like
fight.
why the Fall of Reach episode, the first, well, the only one, started really pretty good, and it should have kind of kept going that way.
Yeah, I think from the
But
city, there should have been like a whole nother episode of them trying to defend Sword Base, which is where Oni and Cortana was created. Like, Oni and Halsey, like, they made Cortana there. Like, that. In the games, you even go back to it after the Fall of Reach. Like, well, while Reach is falling, you go back to it to secure the Cortana. And it's like, well, they could have done stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe they're just trying to cram too much in 8 episodes.
That's why I don't think it should be a TV show. I think it should just be a movie.
Yeah, but then you It's literally eight, it's
But there's
literally
so much
16
filler.
hours. I
There's
know, but
so much
there's literally
filler, though.
16 hours worth of Halo shit. If you had two movies, you'd only have 4 hours, right? Five, maybe.
You can condense it and it'd be better off. Someone took, if
I'm
you've
just
never seen
saying
it,
it would be
someone took
better
the
if the
entire.
story was better for 16 hours than five.
I know, but someone took the entire Obi-Wan Kenobi show, which was like 8 or 10 episodes as well, and made it a 2-hour movie, and it's fucking incredible.
Did you watch the whole thing?
Yes. I was blown away by that's why it pissed that's why TV shows piss me off. I'm like, wow, there's really that much filler. Like, there's really that much stupid shit that no one needs to know about.
Yeah. Well, maybe they need to reduce it down from eight to like four or six episodes.
Yeah. And the whole season should have just been Reach. And then the season
That
finale
would
is them going
suck.
to the ring.
Yeah.
That's why, like, when it happened in one episode, I'm like, no fucking way.
Yeah.
Like,
No, I mean, I agree with that.
I couldn't believe it.
Did
And
you
then
finish Invincible?
I haven't even watched it since it came back. I've seen what happens, but
Okay.
kind of lost interest. They did a really bad job by cutting that season in half
I
for
know, I
no
don't know why
reason.
they did that. I mean, I got back into it, but yeah, I definitely, when it first came back, I think I might have forgot for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I haven't watched anything
And then
else.
I had
But I
like
know.
three or four episodes worth of watching. I think it was three, I think. And then I was like, fuck, it's over? Am I gonna wait again?
Yeah. But Fallout comes out this Thursday, and
So
that's
it's
the
this Thursday
entire season.
on the 11th.
And I just, yeah, I cannot wait to watch it. I
Yeah,
mean,
man.
every cl they've been showing a lot more clips and stuff. And like, dude, it just looks perfect. Like, it literally looks perfect. I cannot wait to get my hands on it. It makes me want to play Fallout, and that's pretty damn impressive.
Yeah, I'll wait. I won't watch it. I haven't seen any clips since maybe the last time you and I were on to watch the trailer.
Yeah.
So I will avoid any clips probably just to keep it. I mean, not like I
I
know
would.
it's any what's going on, but
Well, they released another trailer that shows, like, you know
oh,
how
they did.
people, you know how they release like movie trailers, and like, damn, was that whole movie in the trailer?
Oh, it's did
They released
that.
a TV show trailer where I'm like, eh, they probably should a little bit more than they should have.
Oh,
Yeah.
well,
But
whatever.
this
I
is
mean, they
for
also
people.
drop everything on Thursday, so you got 4 days.
Yeah, and like, you know, for people listening who don't know, and I think you and I talked about it, Eric, but yeah, Todd Howard basically said this is like Fallout 5. They just made it a TV show. And I think it's really exciting because you can tell. It definitely feels that way.
Nice.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm just so excited because I think
Does that drop Wednesday night?
I don't know if
Or
it drops Wednesday night.
like midnight or whatever?
I think it is a midnight thing. But I'm hoping it does well so we can get an Elder Scrolls show. I think that'd be
Mm.
sick. Some of the storylines in that universe are pretty wild. So yeah, we'll see.
Well, I hope it does well just to see. You know, so people can see like what it takes to do a good video game adaptation.
Oh, I
Because
agree.
so
I feel like.
far, I have seen nothing but like, oh, like the trailer alone is like, oh shit, dude. Like it's r looks really good. And you being as excited as you are playing those games, I mean, that right there, I think tells you a lot. So if they do a really good job with probably what, 8 episodes, I mean, fuck. You know, I started watching Mortal Kombat the other day and I was like, oh, this is pretty good, but I didn't finish it. But
I think the
I think
only
it,
thing wrong with the Mortal Kombat movie is Cole.
yeah, that's where
And
I
it's not even him,
stopped.
is it? I love the actor, Louis Tan. The problem is his if he's the you
The
know,
air.
if his herit the heritage of his heritage is Scorpion, then why the fuck does he not just have Scorpion's powers? Like, it's so stupid to me that they went that route. Like, it pisses me off so much. 'Cause other
Yeah,
than
what was
that,
his
I
powers
thought those
again?
movies he's got like armor. He's got like
That
armor
his
skin,
body
thick
turns
skin.
into. Okay.
And it's like,
He can
okay.
fight and take a beating, and that's about it.
Literally. And
Okay.
it's like, here you have Scorpion and Sub-Zero looking fucking perfect. Yeah, no, honestly, I think Joe was just talking about that too. The movie's good, man. And the second one's already done filming. So,
It is? I was going to ask
yeah.
you. Oh,
Yeah.
cool.
And, you know, we got Homeboy playing Johnny Cage, which I'm fucking butcher.
Carl
Why am I
Urban?
forgetting? Carl Urban is Johnny Cage, yeah.
Is he really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay.
And then Katana looks hot, so I'm excited.
Oh, I haven't seen anything on it, so
Although Kung Lao did die, right?
I have to look again. I mean, when Sub-Zero shows up to start killing Cole, that's when I think it was on the plane or something flying, and I had to get off, so I just stopped watching.
Oh,
So I
okay.
honestly don't know.
Got it.
I believe I honestly only watched it once, maybe twice. It's been a
But yeah,
while.
it's a great show, or it's a great movie. I'm excited for the second one. I'm glad they did a movie instead of a show. But yeah, I think Last of Us being so good helped like Halo out.
Oh, true.
Because I think, because Halo season two from season one is a massive improvement. So going with what you're saying right now is, yeah, I think Fallout being so accurate so far is huge, because then the Gears of War stuff that they still want to do might actually be good. Halo season three might be good, So yeah, I hope that they follow the blueprint, because right now Last of Us is almost a 1-to-1 version of the game to a
Yeah.
degree, and Fallout so far is the same thing in terms of the atmosphere, the characters, the dialogue, the music, everything about it. So yeah, I hope you are on the right track, because we'll have a lot of good entertainment coming down the pipeline.
Yeah, I think
Oh,
so.
Super Mario Bros. The movie. I mean, that was
Oh,
amazing
true.
for what it
It's
was.
fine. I'm still not on the amazing side with it, but it is for what it is, it's cool. I just the story is I like the kids watched it the other day and I was like, man, this is kind of shit. But I know it's like a kid's show, so. What
Yeah.
about Borderlands? I don't know if we've talked about that.
Oh, who gives a fuck about
I
that?
mean, I know we never really played the games. I've literally never played the game. But does it look
I think it looks good.
like the show? I mean, the movie?
I don't
Does
know. I
it?
always thought the games looked terrible and stupid, so I never
Okay.
played them. You would have, if Alex has seen the trailer, you'd have to ask him, because he played Borderlands 1 and 2.
Okay.
Borderlands, I don't know. I'm not interested, but I do think the trailer wasn't as bad. But again, kind of like you and Chris with Halo, because you're not like diehard fans, you're like, no, it looks cool. It looks great. And that's how I felt about Borderlands. I'm like, ah, it looks fine. But I don't know those characters. I don't know if they're supposed to look and act that way.
I mean, I think it's goofy.
Well, the games are too, so.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm just surprised Cate Blanchett's doing the movie.
Me too. She
That's
seems like
just.
a very open-minded actress, though.
Yeah. But I just wouldn't pay her to be doing that movie.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie, her as Hela in Ragnarok, I thought she was so fucking hot. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
Where'd you see? Okay. Anyways, good
Say, I think that's
stuff.
pretty much it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Happy birthday, Dad. Yeah,
Happy birthday.
shout out to Dad, dude. He's gonna be 63 this year. Two.
Go. I don't know. I don't remember.
But anyways, yeah, shout out to him. I'm a doctor, and I'm gonna tell you how your nosebleeds go.
Oh.
Anyways, Eric, do you have anything else you'd like to say before we wrap this up?
No, but I got something you could look at if you're a doctor. So, why don't you come over to my house there, bud?
No, I'm good, dude.
I'll send you a
And
picture.
yeah, gross. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. Be sure to leave a review for the show on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Share it around with a friend. We'll see you on the next one. Peace.
Later.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.